This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate has approved and sent President Bush a $401 billion defense bill. The House approved the measure on Friday. The legislation authorizes some of the Pentagon's most expensive programs, including ballistic missile defense, and will provide new benefits to active duty soldiers and to veterans. It also includes exemptions long sought by the military from environmental restrictions, such as the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Pentagon has lobbied for exemption from environmental laws for some time. What's the real problem?
Well, defense officials will tell you, Bob, that they just want some flexibility to make their training more realistic so they don't have to step around a nesting ground or suspend live ammunition practice during breeding season. But the problem's a little bit more complex. In places like Southern California, for example, urban sprawl has forced wildlife onto these military bases. Some 30 million acres of military land is undeveloped range, and these bases have become sort of de facto sanctuaries for birds and plants and species that can't survive anyplace else, so much so that this 30 million acres is now home to some 300-plus federally protected species. The military says, hey, our training mission is being compromised by this second overriding mission, protection of the environment and these endangered species, and we need a break.
I can't imagine some snail darter standing in the way of the U.S. Army.
It sort of depends on the place. I've been to California's Camp Pendleton, for example, and where they say that they can't mimic beach landings in a real-life setting because of critical habitat. And clearly there are places on the beach that are roped off, places where they're not even allowed to dig foxholes. But there's also a multi-lane freeway cutting through the training area as well, which could compromise realism. But I've also been to places, Bob, like Fort Lewis in Washington, where half the base is critical habitat for the northern spotted owl, and yet it's a model of environmental stewardship. They're conducting all kinds of maneuvers and at the same time reversing the trend of endangered species. So every military installation has its own set of problems, and Department of Defense has made the case that these laws, this responsibility, encroaches their bases. A government accounting office report found that the Pentagon hadn't really quantified the negative impact, though. So in short, there's no real proof that protecting the pocket mouse or the least bell's vireo is actually undermining the troops and their level of preparedness.
How much latitude does this bill give the military?
It depends on the discretion of the Secretary of Interior and on just what the military finds troublesome. For example, it would exempt deep water naval activities from the Marine Mammal Protection Act, so the military could waive protections for whales and dolphins if they got in the way of operations or maneuvers. The Endangered Species Act would be amended to allow the Secretary to exempt bases from designated critical habitat if the base has already adopted some kind of natural resources plan that the Secretary thinks is adequate. So in many ways, it's a wide-open judgment call.
But opponents say the Pentagon just needs to get more creative and find better ways to train without conflicting with the laws that the rest of us have to live with.
Well, in many cases, they have, and there are plenty of success stories, but the military also has a legacy of Superfund sites, and that doesn't give the environmental community a lot of faith. That said, there is a legitimate need for flexibility. In some ways, there's almost a disincentive to protect these species because, say, you go out of your way to help a particular butterfly or a bird thrive, then they multiply and require more habitat on base and make training even more difficult. And the fact is, acre for acre, Bob, military lands are three times as likely to contain habitat for these species than any other federal land, and that includes national parks. So clearly the military has found itself with a new mission that was never intended and needs some kind of help, but there are some, as you say, who would argue that wholesale exemptions from existing laws, as Congress has just approved, just go too far.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.